This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Everyone, this is Andres. I have a public service announcement to make, actually a few announcements, because here in California, March 5th is the primaries, and while we only have one thing in common for all of us to vote in when it comes to ballots or measures, it's Proposition 1, but at the local level, a lot of people have their own options on what they have to vote on, if at all. Just do yourself a favor and get studied up if you haven't already done so. Odds are you already received your mail-in ballot. If you want to choose to vote by mail, you can also vote in person, which I always recommend. But if you haven't already voted, which I hope you haven't, make sure you're voting no on Proposition 1. Proposition 1 is just the latest in making claims about addressing homelessness. This two-pronged measure would fund a $6.4 billion bond to drastically expand the state's mental health and substance abuse treatment infrastructure. A majority of the money, $4.4 billion, would be used to build 10,000 inpatient and residential treatment beds across the state. The remainder would fund permanent housing, with half set aside for veterans with mental illness or addiction disorders. The second part of the measure would require counties to change the way they are spending existing mental health dollars by directing them to prioritize housing for people who are chronically homeless. That's the way it's built, but go to prop1no.com so you can get learned on why this is not the case, especially the part about 10,000 units being built. So the nonpartisan legislative analyst states that Proposition 1 would build 4,350 housing units, not the 10,000, or in some cases, some of these politicians, including Gavin Newsom, is saying 11,000 units, and that is not true. So how does 4,350 housing units become 11,000? Well, maybe because there's two numbers that were put together. Now, this comes from prop1no.com. The LAO says Prop 1 would build places for 6,800 people to receive mental health care and drug or alcohol treatment at any one time. If you add 6,800 to the 4,250 actual housing, that unit total comes to 11,150. That's the number that some of these politicians are throwing around. But 61% of that total represents temporary treatment slots, not housing. The supposed permanent housing of the new units being built is supposed to be 4,350, half of which are supposed to go to our homeless veterans. So, no, not exactly the case, but we have to ask the question, what about homeless veterans? The Yes on One campaign says it is disgraceful that over 10,000 Californian veterans, many suffering from PTSD, are homeless and on the streets. Governor Newsom has been governor for 5 full years. Just before he took office in 2018, the voters passed two measures that were advertised very much like this year's Proposition 1. Back then, in 2018, was Proposition 1 authorizing $4 billion in bonds for veteran housing assistance and other affordable housing, and Proposition 2 authorizing the diversion of up to $140 million from the Mental Health Services Act program funds to pay for $2 billion in bonds to create supportive housing for people with mental illness. What have the state leaders done with that money to be coming back again so soon, even asking for more for such similar purposes? And that's a great question, because that was 5 years ago. What happened to that money? Proposition 1 from 2024 sounds just like this one from November 2018. So if that wasn't the solution and they're coming back to repeat the same quest, then no, Proposition 1 is a no-go. Someone's pocketing the money, and it's definitely not our homeless veterans. So vote no on Proposition 1. For those of you Los Angeles residents, you have an opportunity to vote on Measure HLA. Make sure you vote no. The last thing you need is more gridlock from traffic by eliminating another lane for bicycles or these electric scooters. Those of you know, it's already tough enough to get around. And secondly, when firefighters are opposing it, they cannot get to the emergency calls in time. So no on Measure HLA. And that's pretty much it, folks. So March 5th, remember, vote no on Proposition 1. And for Los Angelinos, vote no on Measure HLA. And if you're tuning in when this podcast goes up, make sure you are subscribed to my Rumble channel where I'm exclusively streaming. So for now, there won't be a new episode on the podcast for the foreseeable future as I stream daily. That's right, daily, exclusively on Rumble in partnership with them. So I hope you'll join me. www.dangerousglobal.com is where you can find all the show notes accompanying this episode or anything else, and links to all my platforms, including the aforementioned Rumble, across the socials at The Andres Segovia on X_Andres Segovia, and I'll see you on the next one.